Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass until he gets on a flight later today. We're going to go.
So many strays, bro.
Falcons fan, by the way. Not an Eagles fan. Back to y'all.
I didn't even mention the fact that you're going to the Eagles game. I just brought up the fact that you're leaving today.
Yeah, I mean, daggone, man. I mean,
don't get so defensive.
So why you just scream, I'm guilty.
I mean, there's just been so many false narratives about me made up on this show that, you know, I have to feel like I defend myself.
I've never said anything negative or false about you.
Well, besides the fact that I'm an Eagles fan.
Well, I mean, you go to more Eagles games than many Eagles fans that I know, so shoe fits.
Yeah, that's because I'm a supportive boyfriend, which is the correct narrative that we should be talking about, not the false one that I am an Eagles fan, which is untrue.
I do appreciate your supportive nature, Dylan. That is wonderful. We're
going to
go in the huddle in a moment. I did want to ask you guys, are you seeing Halloween decorations going up around your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Because I have one neighbor that has these probably 3-4 foot spiders. They're all over the front of the house. And I want to come up with like a signature thing we can put on our house.
Where's your HOA on that
one? Right? Where's that?
We haven't even got, no way, it's too early.
Too early September?
September 3rd.
Well, September is basically October, which is basically Halloween.
Christmas.
Which is basically the holidays. We're not big on Halloween decorations.
No.
I thought you did something last year with the big, didn't you?
Put a big spider web on our door, on our garage door.
I thought you did a blow up something.
Oh, no, we're huge in the Christmas decorations.
I know you did Christmas, but I thought you did something for Halloween.
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. It probably got a hole in it. Probably got punctured at this point.
We have like a fake cemetery that we put out.
Yeah,
but I want
like
and
a fog machine.
Want to put like big googly eyes on our hedges and stuff.
Yeah, you definitely should. Yeah. I'm all about it, man. My kids love it. They think it's awesome. They want me to always drive around the neighborhood after daycare.
What kind of names are in the cemetery?
I'm not even sure there are names.
Ghost of Braves Past.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'll check back. I'll look and I'll let you know.
Real quick, Allie, do you and Grant both dress up for Halloween?
We've done tandem costumes. We've been Wayne and Garth before.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I got to be Garth. It was amazing.
I just know that Dylan and Simone dress up.
We have. Did we do anything? Did we dress up last year? Oh, yeah. I think we did. Yeah, we did. So, yeah, we have before. Okay, cool. We have twice.
Are you dress up and come to work kind of person?
Maybe.
Guess we'll find out.
We'll find out. We'll see how I feel at 3 a.m. on Halloween.
I'll say this.
I wasn't trying to call you out. I was just curious.
Allie, if you show up in a costume in the morning, I will also show up in a costume.
Well, how are you going to know unless we're
kind of coordinating that now.
Are y'all going to be like, are you going to be like the same theme or something?
Nah, I'll just show up.
You're going to be a Jedi and she's a Sith?
Nah, she'll show up in whatever costume and I'll show up in whatever costume.
I'll dress up as Dylan and I'll wear an Eagles jersey. How about that?
Whoa.
And that's why I have to say what I say. I'm a Falcons fan. Back to y'all.
All right, let's go in the huddle.
That was a good burn though, Allie. Not going to lie. Good burn.
So the Saints have hired Thomas Dimitroff as a consultant. Yes, the ex-Falcons GM from 2008 to 2020.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to think of this. It's almost like, oh, you guys think Terry Fontenot? Guess what? Thomas Dimitroff back in the fold. Good for him. I like Thomas. I know that Falcons fans either love him or hate him or whatever it may be about the end of his tenure, but he led this team to heights not seen, previous to the time he was been here. So he's good in my book. He also drafted me. So
the best general manager in Falcons history at this point. I don't know how you dispute it. He drafted the best quarterback, the best receiver. Anyways, all right, here's the deal. I'm a big Thomas fan. I like him personally. We have a good relationship. I had zero feelings when I heard this. I went, huh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I go, well, I mean, what do I care? We fired him. He's been out of the league. He's not worked directly for a team in what? This is his fourth year.
I know that he was the CEO of that company for 3 years.
Fifth year.
Okay.
He was. And that company directly worked with with NFL teams. Supposedly, he's been doing this, the job that has been announced now for a little while with the Saints, I think, you know, 6 months or something. I just don't care. It's not a big deal. He's not a traitor. We fired him, okay? So if you're a Falcons fan, you're upset about it, I would have to ask you why.
It also doesn't directly affect, like, scheme. It's not like,
it doesn't direct anything.
It's not like he's getting, you know, given insight on, you know, Zach Robinson's game plan. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. What is he like? He's like, yeah, Arthur, yeah, he doesn't like chocolate chip cookies. He likes sugar cookies and
yeah,
sweet.
That's my thing is, like, yeah. It doesn't really affect anything. It's going to be, I would say the only feeling I had, you said you were just like, whatever. I was like, it's going to be interesting to see him wearing a Saints shirt if I ever see that.
You know what will be interesting?
I was like, wow, that's going to be weird.
You know what will be interesting is when we go down there this year and they do their traditional let's take shots at 28-3 halftime show that they do every single year in that trash stadium of theirs. Let's see how he handles that. Let's see if that changes this year because they every year in 28-3, Thomas's era now. It's Thomas's coach, Thomas's team. So, be interesting.
Let's talk about Tampa Bay. They have signed right tackle Luke Gadecki to a 4-year, $90 million extension that includes $50 million in guaranteed money.
Yeah, he's got he'll make his 39th start on Sunday against us. Mike, I remember you and I watching him. I guess it was this is his fourth year, so his second year, and he wasn't very good. And he's gotten better.
I'd say the same thing about Cody Mauch, too, or Mauch, or however you say it. Y'all got me questioning everything I say.
Mauch is right. Morrow.
I would say the same thing about him as well, that they have both improved immensely in the way they go about their business as offensive linemen. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody given enough leash to improve over their first 4 years of their career, the way Luke Gadecki has. And so it's been impressive to watch. I'm happy for him. Keep in mind, Falcons fans, this is Jake Matthews' money. He is getting Jake Matthews' money as a right tackle. And I can't remember how much Tristan Wirfs is getting paid, but it's a lot of money as well. So anybody that wasn't happy about what the contract was for our right tackle about 3 or 4 weeks ago, go ahead and check yourself because that's a good grip of cash for Luke Gadecki, and he has gotten a lot better, as has Caleb McGarry over their careers at right tackle.
The Bills have signed wide receiver Gabe Davis, and Gabe is still recovering from a torn meniscus from last November.
He went home. I mean, that's where he'd been there before. He goes back there. It's crazy to me. And I have to double check with their roster, but I just don't feel like receiver wise, Allen has that big time traditional number one receiver every year in and year out.
Yeah, I'm with you. Josh Palmer's there, Keon Coleman, Khalil Shakir, who obviously was kind of his go to.
Coleman is supposed to be it eventually.
Yeah, I haven't been a big believer in his. But, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think that's the reason you signed back a guy like Gabe Davis because it's like, all right, let's just keep going back to – it's the Amari Cooper going to the Raiders, you know, and I don't think he's that – but it's like, that's just how you feel. It's like, what can we get? Who can we sign? It's Thielen going back to the Vikings, man. It just is what it is at this point, and you start turning to guys that you feel like you can depend on. So, good for him.
Cam Hayward is still in the middle of a contract dispute, and he has had limited participation in the preseason training. Despite that, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin says he does believe Cam will play in the team's season opener against the Jets. However, last month, Cam did say he is open to sitting out regular season games while he waits on his raise.
I just feel like if he plays, I'm at the point where, so I guess if you're over 31, 32, in his case, what, over 35?
I was going to say, he's like 34, 35 for sure.
I think he's 36. And you don't want to attend training camp? You just fake a contract dispute and do a hold in, and then you're like, oh, you know, I'm ready to go week one.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I feel about it. And he's good. Don't get me wrong. He's a good player. But I'm also sitting there going, I don't know that anybody in the Steelers front office is like, oh, man. You know, it's just you're kind of to that point where you're like, man, he's an absolute legend for that team. He's a good player. But this is not like the upper tier. This is not Micah Parsons threatening to sit out of here. This is not Terry McLaurin threatening to sit out of here. This is like, okay, man, yeah, do what you want to do.
Well, and you said it. He's still good. He had a great year last year. But I think you just feel like it's probably fatigue at this point because you're in the mindset of, well, we just did this. Like, I think they just did it last year. And in Hayward's thought process, well, we did it under the the guys that if I went out and played great, we would do it again.
Right.
And I mean, when you get to a certain age, this big time guaranteed money runs out. That's why you do what Micah Parsons just did.
Yeah, I also think that, and you mentioned it, we're all just kind of tired of it. Like, mm-hmm. week one is this weekend. You know what I mean? And it's like, we're not Steelers fans, but I'm looking at this. Okay, all these other contract disputes that we spent the last 3 months talking about mm-hmm. have all been resolved. You know what I mean? Like, we talked about everything with the Bengals. We talked about everything with the Commanders. We talked about everything with Micah. Like, okay, we're good. We're locked and loaded. It's week one. Let's move on. Oh, hey. I know that I said that I was going to be under contract, but I know I'm 36 years old, but I would like a little bit more money. And you're like, all right, man. Hey, nobody's paying attention anymore. Go ahead.
Figure it out.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
We got to talk about this back and forth with Debo Sweeney and Brian Kelly. We'll let you hear what is going on next. And it's Which One Wednesday. Which one would you rather see in week one? The Falcons defense forcing a turnover early, or the offense scoring on his first drive?
Ooh.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.